Hello and welcome to the Doctor Strange Show, the show where I look through the light of the all-seeing eye of Agamotto and figure out your problems.
Hello, Stevie. This is Clea. Can you hear me?
Yes, Clea. We're on the air. I can obviously hear you.
Oh, okay, great. Thanks, Stevie. I appreciate it.
Of course. Welcome, welcome. Well, everyone, welcome back. We're at the end of 2019,
and it's
time to talk about your feelings and your holiday traditions. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. See, I thought to ease everybody into the holiday season of 2019, I would, of course, look at the Seven Rings of Valkador and tell you all the strange family holiday traditions, because we're going to get on the personal side here.
Oh, boy.
Clea and I will be attending the 2019 Strange Family Holiday Gathering.
Yes, I'm so excited. And loyal listeners know, of course, that last year for the holiday season, Stevie was so brave and he came through to the dark dimension and he did so good and he impressed my daddy and everyone loved it.
I was a good boy.
So it was, well, you were a very,
in the hell dimension.
You were a very bad boy. So it's only fair that this year that I come and do normal earth human traditions. And Stevie, can I be honest? Can I tell you about my feelings?
Please.
I'm a little nervous.
Well, Clea, I'm going to be honest with you.
Please.
You are going to go to one of the most terrific, one of the most astounding, one of the most beautiful places on earth.
Oh, yeah? Where's that?
Crabapple Cove. My hometown.
What?
Yes, Crabapple Cove. And no, there aren't many crabs or apples there, but we just love the name.
But are there crabapples?
Sometimes, but not often.
Okay.
Yes. Now, Clea, my family loves to be very homey. They love to bake. Mm-hmm. They love to cook things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Clea, my dear, but it is a rule at my family's gatherings that everybody must bring a dish.
Oh, well, if there
a dish in a pot.
Okay.
Or as we call it, the potluck!
Will consuming this food bring us good luck?
Of course.
Okay,
especially if you eat it out of a pot.
Well,
hence the name.
If your family is homey and they really like traditions, I have the best idea.
Okay, I love it.
I'm going to boil the bones of our enemies and bring the bone broth. Bone broth is so trendy right now. Your family will love it.
By the vapors of Altor, you cannot do that, Clea.
Why not? It's really good. Bone marrow is delicious.
Look, my
vegans don't tweet me.
Grandpappy Strange is more of a, let's say, 1950s fella. Do you comprehend my meaning? Oh, wait, there's no time in the documentation. You have no idea what the 1950s are.
I mean, honestly, I'm probably older than him.
Okay, Clea. Well, the 1950s are a period where Americans drove giant steel death traps down highways.
You still do that.
Yes, we do. But it was more of a death track back then. Basically, if you're in an accident, you're dead.
And that's still mostly true.
And they put a lot of petroleum in their hair because they were called a greaser.
Oh,
yes.
I think I saw one of those in Manhattan once.
Also, cigarettes were sold on TV.
Cigarettes are still sold on TV.
No, they're not, Clea.
Oh, they are in the dark dimension. I got mistaken.
Oh, of course, of course. That makes sense.
Oh, but the greaser that I saw, I have his bones. I was going to put it in the broth.
No, you cannot do that.
He's my enemy. He came on to me, Steve-erino. It wasn't cool.
All right, maybe you can air fryer the bone marrow at home, but not for Grandpappy Strange.
Ooh, I can air fry with my magical powers. I can just make the air really, really hot. Do you want me to show you?
Not right now.
Okay.
This is a audio medium, excuse me.
Okay, so is this something we're going to have to put a pin in and fix later?
I think so, because I think I'm now very concerned about Clea, do you know the ancient art of snowball fights?
I know about the ancient art of
Snowball fights.
I know about the ancient art of fighting, but you know the human expression, there's a snowball's chance in hell? Well, Stevealicious, there's a snowball's chance in the dark dimension too. We don't have snow. I've never seen
it. Oh, that's true. Okay, so
I mean, I know we're in New York and it's snowing
snow,
right now, but I'm not familiar with snow.
Snow is a form of water, aka precipitation.
It's frozen water.
I'm a doctor.
I've read books.
Yes, and I've read a lot of books, illegally and legally, both ways. So, precipitation water is where it freezes and you can mold it into like a clay, and then you throw it to someone because it gets them wet. It's fun.
Stevie, I have the best idea. Your family's going to love it.
All right, let's hear it.
What if we built a snowball? I'm saying that right? Snowball?
Yes, snowball.
What if we built a snowball trebuchet? And then you and I would definitely win the fight. And then we'd be the king and queen of the potluck.
Just for our...
We could boil the bones of our enemies.
Let's say under the fourth grade listeners.
Uh-huh.
You mean the giant catapult, correct?
Yeah, a trebuchet. It's a catapult that also uses a sling so that it takes the most advantage of physics. We're great at physics in the dark dimension where they don't exist.
One, how would you haul it to Crabapple Cove? Two,
Stevie, we're magic. We'll build it there. Duh.
I mean, that is correct. I've forgotten I'm basically a warlock.
We're not going to drive there in the steel death traps.
By the chains of the Kraken, I made myself laugh on that. I should have known.
Take your sling ring.
Oh, yes, of course. My mistake. But still, if you put a boulder-sized snowball in a trebuchet...
Oh, you think I can lift a boulder? I love you for that.
Magic powers.
Oh, you're right.
You would more than likely kill Uncle Albert. My dear Uncle Albert, who was in the Navy.
Well, he hasn't done a bloody thing all day, so he's just a waste of space. We can boil his bones in the bone broth. I'm telling you, Stevie, I have this all figured out.
Uncle Albert just wants to sit and eat his butter cake.
That's why he has.
Why would you want to kill my Uncle Albert?
Well, he sounds like a waste of space to me, Steve.
Oh, my God. Well, all right. Very well. Maybe you won't participate in the potluck or the snowball fight, but I think we will need you to participate in the legends of Santa Claus. Now, Claire, do you know of this mystical demon who rides a sleigh that is pulled by bony quadrupeds across the sky to deliver Christmas gifts to children across the world?
Is he like Krampus, who's a goat quadruped who beats evil children with sticks? I'm familiar with him.
Yes, but with less death.
That's no fun, Stevie. These Earth traditions are kind of overwhelming.
Well, this one's the best. See, Santa Claus visits our houses, partly because I put up a hex signal from our chimney, so he knows he has a homie beacon, you see.
Uh-huh.
And Santa Claus comes into our homes and
breaks and enters. I like this guy.
Yes. And basically, just like Spider-Man too, basically, if he sees...
Spider-Man steals from old people.
He sees... Yes, he does. If he sees that the cookies from the children have been put out... He sees the children's cookies, correct, in the living room.
Uh-huh.
He steals their cookies, and if he finds the cookies delicious, he will leave them presents.
You just let this stranger steal cookies from the younglings? Stevie, what kind of horrible traditions do you have on Earth?
It's in good fun, Clea. It's a transaction.
Stealing from...
We are a capitalist society.
Stealing from younglings is not a good tradition.
Oh, I can tell this is going to be a very difficult Christmas.
I'm feeling really overwhelmed now.
Well, speaking of overwhelmed, I think it might be time for the Dr. Strange Show to take a commercial break. And, dear listeners, please have a good time with our sponsors. And we'll be right back. West Coast Avengers, dun, 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 this week on West Coast Avengers.
Boy, it's hot in L.A.
Next week on West Coast Avengers. Aw, man, the traffic. Tune in this week for a brand new episode of West Coast Avengers, dun, dun, dun.
All right, Mrs. Claus, Santa's very, very busy, and you have to conduct these interviews. Everything's going to be fine, even though it's only a couple weeks before Christmas. All right, let's send in the first candidate. Hello, sir, what's your name?
My name is Gilbert Gryffindor.
Oh, of the famous Gryffindor magic clan, I see.
Yeah, that's correct, Pip-Pip.
So we're looking for some helpers to help Santa deliver presents on Christmas. What are your qualifications?
Well, sometimes if I wiggle my finger a little wee bit, stuff in the corner will shake.
Will it move independently? That would be a wonderful skill.
No, it might do a little shimmy and a little sway, but no moving really.
Okay, well we're gonna mark that down as a positive.
Yeah, that's correct.
Mr. Gryffindor, how do you feel about children?
I think that most children should be locked up under a stairway.
Didn't your brother found a very impressive school?
Look, I'm not my brother. stop comparing me to my brother, okay? I have different skills. They're not magical skills, but they're still skills that can be used in the world, okay?
Oh, I see. So you're more of a practical gentleman. Well, what about your feelings towards animals? You might be good with the reindeer.
Well, some might say that I might be an animal under the covers, if you get my meaning, missus.
Mr. Gryffindor...
Wink, wink, and a nudge, nudge, if you might say.
Are you coming on to me?
All I say is that a hop and a pop and a key's your kettle.
All right, well, if you can't see by my ring, I am a married woman, and...
That don't shimmy my tree at all, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying shimmy a lot.
You've quite flustered me, and I'm just afraid that you're not a great fit at the moment, but perhaps I could pass you on to a St. Nicholas or Santa Claus. They're always looking for additional help.
That Santa Claus is a bum. And he owes me $3.
Okay, then you should... I'll tell you what.
I said £3 because I'm actually English.
I'll just ease you on out the door and you go get those £3.
You're lost,
back.
Baby.
Thank you so much. All right, that was a close one, Mrs. Claus. Okay, just get it together. We'll bring the second gentleman in. Oh, American, I see. This should be exciting. Hello, sir. Welcome to the interview. Could you please tell me your name? Okay, well, if that's too complicated, I see you might...
My name's Hal Jordan.
Okay.
I'm a pilot.
Oh, I see. Well, we do already have someone to drive this place. It is. Goodbye, Mr. Jordan. Thank you so much for coming by. Well, honestly, where do the elves find these people? Well, this next gentleman, I can see him outside the door. He's quite large, so let's hope maybe he's quite strong. Hello, so welcome to the job interview. Could you please introduce yourself?
My name is Bane.
Is that your first name or your last name?
I'm like Cher, one name only.
Oh, well, that's fair. I mean, Mr. Claus does often go by Santa, so I can quite understand that. Mr. Bane, could you tell me a little bit about where you're from?
I'm from the darkest hold in the world, where celebration and joy is stamped out. I had to crawl my way out of a pit of darkness.
Oh, I could see how working in Santa's workshop might appeal to you then. One last quick question. You said that you came from a hole, is that correct?
Yes.
Well, how do you feel about poles? Because you know you are at the North Pole.
I love the Arctic temperatures. And I will say, my biggest qualification is that you merely adopted the Christmas. I was born in it.
You were born on Christmas Day?
I was born in the Christmas.
You were born in the Christmas?
The Yuletide rises.
Well, Yuletide and Christmas are not quite the same thing. One of them is a pagan tradition. The other one is a capitalist tradition.
Mrs. Crash.
Yes, Mr. Bane.
Do you feel in charge?
Well, yes, I'm the one conducting the interview.
You should take control. Take control of your Christmas.
I'm not quite sure what you mean by that. I'm afraid that you've quite flustered me, Mr. Bane.
The fans on the internet love these references.
I don't know what the internet is.
Will you at least take a look at my resume?
Oh, I'm looking at your resume. What is this? I'm sorry, I can't quite make out the name of where you had your last employment. Is it Corto?
Corto Maltese.
You know...
A place where the reindeer can be men and the men can be reindeer.
I'm not even going to pretend that I understand that reference, but
you understand.
As the wife of Santa Claus, I have been all over the world and... Santa Claus?
Ah.
On your resume, it does mention the League of Shadows, but you've handwritten shadows and you've crossed out the word assassins.
Yes, we had a name change in 84.
I'm not certain if that qualifies you to be working this close to children and animals.
I love children. When they break.
Well...
And they're an excellent food source for the pit.
That's deeply, deeply discouraging. And you know, we do have quite a lot of elves, which are quite like children running around the workshop. And I'm just
have you
not...
taken a look at my references?
I see that you have here Ra's al Ghul.
Yes.
Am I pronouncing that correctly? Ra's?
I call him Ra's. But sometimes he likes to go as Billy Bob.
Bill, I see. Well, Mr.
What about my second reference, Joseph Stalin?
Well, I was going to ask Mr. Bane if there are any of your references you'd like me to call up. Perhaps you're just a bad interview. One never knows.
I mean, Boris Johnson is my third reference, and he's a great guy.
Oh, well, he's I'm afraid to tell you, Mr. Bane, Boris Johnson is also on the naughty list, a joke for a very specific audience.
Yes, only the United Kingdom will laugh at this one.
Yes. Were they, have you spent much time in the United Kingdom?
Yes. I love their noodle houses.
In the United Kingdom?
Yes, their pasta is to die for.
You find English cuisine to be quite up to snuff.
I love salty things.
And you like peas, I would assume.
No, I hate peas.
All right.
Although I'm sorry for that denial. Bane has forgotten his improv rules. Bane shall leave now.
All right, Mr. Bane. Well, thank you so much for coming by.
Do
watch your head.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
It certainly was.
The fire rises.
Oh, quite a grip that young man had. All right. Ooh, and new another American. Hopefully he's less drunk than the last one. Hello, young man. Your hair is gorgeous.
Thank you.
Please introduce yourself to me.
Hello, Mrs. Claus. I'm only here because the podcast listeners like an inside joke, and we only do these jokes not because they're easy, but because they are hard.
Oh, well, if you don't even want the job, I'm sorry, but you're
God bless America.
Go back to heaven or wherever it is that you came from. Oh, good Lord. Well, there's only one candidate left, and I do see he's German, and, well, they are quite an efficient people, so hopefully he's the one for us. Hello, young man. Welcome to the interview. Could you please introduce yourself?
Hello, I am Kurt Wagner, the incredible night caller. I'm so happy to be here. And before we get in too deep, I would like to tell you about my special skills. I can teleport anywhere in the world at any time.
Oh, that is quite impressive. Anywhere in the world at any time. Well, I must admit, Mr. Wagner, that we've had quite a rough interview session, and if you have any other special skills that you'd like me to know about.
Yes, I am a priest, and that is something that I'm quite proud of.
A priest, you say? You're hired. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Hold on a moment. I gotta ring, get ring. To the phone from ring, the pool. Click. Hello. Tex Willerman speaking.
Oh, hello, Tex.
Kurt.
This is Kurt Wagner, the incredible night caller, your best friend.
I could smell it was you, Kurt, from the beginning.
What do I smell like? Brimstone?
You know, only when you bamf. Generally, you smell like felt.
Like felt?
Yeah, like candy cane felt. I can't quite understand it.
Oh.
Must be a German thing. Kurt,
yes,
you like all you.
That's true.
I love this chase.
That's true. I was worried when we were doing the ring rings that somebody might be ring ringing before it was time to ring ring, but we have sorted it.
Is that some European phrase that I should understand? Because I sure don't understand it.
That's for the listeners only.
All right.
So, Tex, I was calling for a very particular reason.
All right, let me hear you. Kurt, I'm always here to be your amateur therapist. I'm just saying, I'm always here.
Yes. Well, also, that is what I turn to Jesus for, but that is fine. So, Tex,
yeah.
You know how this year I agreed to come to your Christmas party?
Oh, yes, the Willerman Winterland Festival.
You know that I love that you bring us a giraffe.
Yeah, 3 days of giraffes, 5 days of barbecue, and 3 days of Dolly Parton movies.
I do love Dolly Parton.
We all love Dolly.
Dolly Parton is a living saint, and as a priest, I feel comfortable saying that.
I pray to St. Parton, do you not?
Absolutely. I have a votive candle with her on it.
That's a good boy.
So, and you know that I also love Judy's pies. They're quite delicious.
You know, this year she's been working on Boysenberry.
Poisonberry.
No, Boysenberry. Like Boise, Idaho. That's where we get the berries.
Well, you know that English is my second language, so the B's and the P's, I get them a little mixed up.
You need to catch up.
I'm working on it. You're not a very supportive friend today, Tex. You're usually quite open.
Hey, I'm your therapist, and sometimes your therapist's got to give you some real love.
You're not an analyst.
Yeah, I think so.
So anyways, Tex, the reason that I was calling is because, unfortunately, I got this new job, so I'm not going to be able to work.
Cattle rustler.
No.
You're a cattle rustler.
I am not.
I think you are.
Do not like cows.
Okay, well, you should think about that. It'd be a good job for you.
I will think about it, Tex. So,
scoop up the cows.
I cannot lift a cow. I do not have super strength.
I think you can lift a cow, Kurt.
Rogue has super strength either, but sometimes it proves me wrong.
If you just like bamfed onto him like a spider and like got your paws.
How many times have you seen a spider on a cow?
Lots of times.
And flies.
Flies and spiders are not the same.
And bunnies. I've seen a bunny on a cow. That's really? A sight. And you get your paws up in their muff.
I have hands, not claws.
I said paws.
Not paws either. I have hands.
Look, it's just it's a colloquial speaking. I meant hands. I said paw. I call my paw. I say to Judy all the time, I love your paws, baby.
Does she paw at you, Tex?
Yeah, she does, like a little kitty cat. All right. Now you get up in there, you bamf away the cattle.
Now, Tex, you're not listening.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're not being a good improv partner right now.
Continue, my blue bosom buddy.
Sure. One of us has bosoms. It is not me. I will not be able to come to your Christmas party because I will be working on Christmas Eve.
How dare you?
I dare because I would like the money. Do you know how little money you make as a priest? Only that Joel Osteen guy makes any money.
You know that I start planning the Willerman Winter Festival.
I think you missed a word, but that is okay.
It's close enough.
Wonderland.
You know that I start planning this March 13th every year. I've been working on this.
That's before the spring solstice.
Yeah.
It was the spring equinox.
That's how much I care about the holidays, Kurt. So the fact that you tell me that you're coming, you RSVP, you use the stamp, I went to my mailbox, I opened my mailbox.
You sent an invite. Don't try to make it sound fancier than it is.
I sent a paper invite made of pure leather.
Woof. You said a paper invite made of leather.
That's right, baby.
You went out to follow.
I engrave into my leather invitations. Now, the fact that you tell me yes and then you tell me no makes me sad, Kurt. Makes me quite sad.
I knew you would probably be sad. I want you to know I will be coming for New Year's. I will have New Year's off.
New Year's is a poppycock holiday and everyone knows it.
It's literally 7 days late.
It's a poppycock holiday.
So, Tex, I was hoping that I could maybe get you a very special gift this year.
Trying to bribe me, huh?
I am. You're Texan. You're from capitalist society. It seems like it would work.
You think a gift will change my mind?
I think it would buy your love.
Well, goddamn, you know us Americans. Okay.
So, I was calling to ask if you could maybe suggest something that you were really hoping to get from Santa and I could facilitate that. Did I tell you I'm working?
Haven't you?
I'm working for Santa Claus.
Is that who you're working for?
That's my new boss.
I'll
text you a selfie.
At the Macy's?
No, at the North Pole.
At the Macy's at the North Pole?
Yes, at the Macy's at the North Pole.
That's a pretty swanky Macy's.
You know,
I've been there once.
I heard the rumors that Macy's are closing down.
Is that true?
I hope so.
Maybe I should buy a Macy's.
You should buy a Macy's. You should not invest in department stores. It's a very bad business model.
Maybe I should call it Macy's and Piggly Wiggly.
Should call it Willerman's Macy's.
Ooh, Willerman's Macy's and Piggly Wiggly.
There you go. You've nailed
it. And Orange Julius. I always wanted to buy that one, too.
Jesus. Anyway,
Jesus here, Kurt?
No, he's at the North Pole.
No, you're working with Jesus. So you want to bribe me.
With a gift.
All right.
What would you like?
I just have to ask, have you never checked out my gift list that I email you every year from Walmart?
No, I have not. I don't have email. I'm a priest.
Okay. Well, it has 18 different types of BB guns that I'm very interested in.
I am non-violent, so I know you give me a weapon every year, but I will not be giving you one.
You know what? Something I would like?
No. Tell me. That is why I'm calling you. Tell me.
I'd like a piece of luggage.
A piece of luggage?
Yeah, a piece of luggage made out of cactus.
Actual cactus?
Actual
or just shaped
cactus. So anytime somebody tries to steal my bags, they're going to get a little prickly inside them. You know what I'm saying?
No.
There's no euphemism there. I'm literally saying they're going to get a thorn in them.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like?
Well, you know, I would like all 18 volumes of Classic Western Roundup.
Oh, okay. That seems a little more reasonable.
You know, has all kinds of great cowboys in there like Fred McMurray. And Matthew Anderson.
Matthew Anderson?
Hattie Murphy. And Mac McDonald.
Okay, that's a good suggestion. I could probably find that on Amazon. Is there something else that you might like for Christmas?
I think I'd like, I'll tell you this. I would like, I'd like...
Maybe some spurs?
No, I'd like a set of cologne.
But you're a brute man.
I am a brute man, but I'd like some cologne. Made out of liquid cowhide.
It's all liquid. Cologne.
No, well, this is where they take the cowhide and they make it liquid.
You know, cologne is named after cologne in Germany.
I don't care about
your... It's a German concept.
I don't care about your German promises. That's the stuff I want. Uh-huh. You can either get it for me or not. Oh, I'll also take every copy and poster of Roy Rogers. Every Rogers movie. Roy Rogers, every movie he's ever done in alphabetical order.
Okay, what about the Lonesome Dove?
You can always give me a copy of Lonesome Dove.
Okay, I could use a laser disc.
Larry McMurtry's fine.
Contemporary classic.
Lonesome
Dove.
Won a Pulitzer Prize.
How old is Lonesome? When was it written? Might be an actual classic.
I don't know, 85?
Oh, no, that's not a classic.
85, 86?
It's not. No, it's too young.
Like everything pre-1992, pure classic.
False.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
you ever watch Dallas?
No.
You should.
No, I've been to Dallas.
Yeah, you have.
But I've never...
Have you been to Dallas?
Well, Kurt Wagner has been to Dallas.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know to whom else you may be referring.
Okay, will you buy me all the things I said?
Okay, I've been.
And maybe I'll forgive you.
That might make up for it. Okay, I bring them to you.
Oh, you know what? I'll have to mail your gift this time.
Can I just add something really quick?
Sure.
Please don't send me any more swords.
What?
For the last 18 years, you've sent me a sword.
You love cutlasses. I know this for a fact.
I don't need 18.
Yeah, you do.
I do not.
What if you have to fight 18 of them? What the hell's the name of that group you fight all the time?
Sentinels?
No.
Brotherhood?
No. No.
Molloys?
Oh, the cuckoos. What if you had to fight one of them cuckoos? Don't you fight them cuckoos?
The three little blonde girls?
Yeah, you tell me about them all the time. You're complaining about them left and right. I thought it was a bunch of birds coming after you.
I actually like them. They're pretty cool.
Are they?
It's their mother. She's a nightmare.
Well, then why do you bitch about them all the time?
You can't say that word on the radio.
I think I just did.
Anyway, please don't send me any more swords. And as far as offensive measures...
Well, Kurt, it's another sword. It's another cutlass. But this time... The handle is exactly the same as the 18 previous times.
Oh, Tex.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're so disappointed.
Oh, you know, you love it. Well, all right. You know, I'm just going to say Merry Christmas, you blue elf, and I'll miss you. And, you know, I understand. And, you know, I'll just say this. You know, what a world that a Texas cowboy and a blue furry mutant could be best friends.
Best
you know what I'm
friends.
Saying? We are best friends, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
We are.
Best friends. It's you and Logan and no one else.
No. Logan's third best friend.
Third?
Third in this relationship. He's third.
Oh.
He's the extra third. Look, I hang out with Logan. You know this.
Yeah.
Me and
I
Logan
thought you meant he was
talk
my,
about Canadian trees.
I thought you meant he was my third best friend. And I was like, who's my second best friend? But I understand now.
I'm your first and your second. He's your third.
Okay.
No, actually, you know, Judy would probably be your second.
Oh, maybe. She's off brand, though. You and Logan are big, hairy, white guys.
You haven't seen Judy.
Kind of the same time. I've seen Judy plenty. She's lovely.
And big and hairy.
She looks
That's
like
why
a
I love
Sasquatch.
Her. That's why I love her.
You're just making her sound like a giant hairy piggy.
She's a lovely, lovely woman. And don't you dare call my wife a pig.
I love her.
All right,
piggy.
I'll see you at New Year's, Kurt.
Okay, bye, Dad.
Sweet goodbye, my lovin'.
Click.
West Coast Avengers, dun, dun, dun. This week on West Coast Avengers. Wanda, honey, I'm home.
Well, Vision, we have to go right back out because Southern California's on fire again.
Aw, nuts. And bolts. Tune in this week for a brand new episode of West Coast Avengers, dun, dun, dun.
Talkie Tawny Culture Corner presents Fawcett City Masterpiece Theater with your host, Talkie Tawny.
Not a creature was stirring, not even Mr. Mind. The capelets were hung by the chimney with care, in the hopes the wizard Shazam soon would be there.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to the Doctor Strange Show, presented on station WKXXX75554333XYH. Wait, why?
Hello, Steven. This is Clea. Can you hear me?
Yes, clear. I can hear you. We're on the air.
Great. Thank you, Stephen.
It's like we haven't done the show for 18 years.
What was that, Steverini?
Technical difficulties. My headphones were getting a little tight.
Oh, well, the magic, you know, it interferes with the technology.
Clear.
Mm-hmm. Stevie.
Yes, thank you. Clear, we need to talk a little bit. I'm a little worried about taking you again. Like, as the listeners know, I'm taking you to the strange...
holiday gathering, something like that, reunion, who knows?
Holiday family gathering.
There you go.
Yes. And you seem a little worried about the snowball fight and
I am a little flustered by your human family tradition, Steve. That's true.
Well, and we haven't even gotten to the weird tradition yet. And the weird tradition is...
Oh, I'm really nervous.
Because, you know, I'm from New England.
Mm-hmm. You sound very English.
Yes, I'm from New England.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Where are you from again?
New England. Okay. That's how you say it. You know, like you say Manchester, England. You say New England.
I'm going to remember.
That's a rule.
In?
New England. If you're in New England, that's how you have to say it. Now, in New England, we... Clear, this is a serious man.
I'm sorry, Steve. I'm just so overwhelmed by my fear about meeting your family. I can't stop.
Yes, meeting my family in New England. Now, clear, in my homeland,
mm-hmm.
which I'm not going to say, clear.
Okay, I'm ready, Steve. I'm taking it seriously. I'm sorry. I was so overwhelmed.
This is very serious, clear.
I know. I want your family to like me.
Yes. In my family, we have a tradition. Well, you have to kiss a sea bass, an Atlantic sea bass. You have to kiss it right on the mouth because we strangers are from the sea. We're mariners. And it's like giving back to the sea.
It's like putting out to the sea. Yeah?
But no, you just have to kiss it, clear.
Well, you know, kissing leads to cuddling and cuddling leads to, you know, spooning leads to forking, Steve. That's how it works.
Spoon? I don't even understand your utensil references.
Well,
you just have, it's as simple, like with your brother, a simple kiss on the cheek, very light, and then that's it.
Oh, I mean, I'll kiss the fish on the mouth. I've kissed, like, Stevie, I know we haven't talked a lot about our past relationship, but I have done way crazier things with way crazier beings than a fish. I'll go all the way with this fish if that's what it takes to impress your family. I'm ready to do that for you, Steverino, because I believe in you and I believe in me and I want to be Clea Strange. I will sleep with this fish. Too far? Not far enough.
Well, by the hoary host of Huggeroth, I think that's time for a commercial break. We'll see you in a few minutes, dear listeners. Don't change that dial. Hello, dear friends. I'm Tex Willerman. And you know me as the owner and sole proprietor of the Texas Piggly Wigglies, the Willerman Piggly Wigglies. For the last 27 years, we've served you every holiday season. And we're going to serve you again this holiday season, serving you with savings. Especially on our bone-in-half ham, which is part of the reason why the Texas Piggly Wigglies is famous. You see, when you're having an important gathering or posse where you're serving a special meal, this bone-in-half ham is truly the centerpiece that makes them. There's that old saying, they don't shoot them up like they used to. Well, that doesn't apply with my bone-in-half ham, because we do make them like we used to, because it's still the best way. First, we start up with a rigorous selection process, wandering the farm and picking pigs and slapping them on the ass. And if they squeal just right, then we take their meat and we smoke them for up to 24 hours in our special blend of hardwood chips made of oak and pine. The result is each rich is flavorful and bite. And every slice is fall apart in your mouth perfect. You know when you take that bite of ham and you say, like grandma used to make, that's what you say when you eat our bone-in-half ham. There's something about that sweet, crunchy glaze. The glaze that makes you go over the glaze and glaze again. And it's a difference you can taste and a difference you can see. And now some people tell me, like my wife Judy, that these ads go on way too long. But I say to hell with her. Because Texans like to talk about ham. Especially a ham that's infused in every single bite. It's the taste of the Willerman bone and half ham that marks the holiday moments that matter. That's right, folks. We may hate our grandma and our aunt and our uncle and our dad and our nephews and the preacher down the street, but we love our bone and half ham. I'm Tex Willerman, and I support this message.
Hey, everybody, this is Randy Newman, and I'm here to promote my brand new Christmas album. Because, you know, Randy Newman, when I wrote that Toy Story song about the cowboy and the robot talking, you know, like, you got a friend in me, sometimes a cowboy. You know, you like that song. As soon as I wrote that song, my producer said, Randy, you should make a Christmas album. I said, yo. That sounds pretty good. So here's my Randy Newman Christmas album featuring songs like Jingle Bells. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle, jingle bells. That's a pretty good song, right? All right. You know, one time I was on Mad TV selling an album very similar like this, and I just want to give credit where credit is due. We've been inspired, you know, ever since I did that Mad TV thing. So speaking of Mad TV, a second song is Jingle Bell Rocks. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell. You know what else rocks? L.A. From the west side to the east side, everybody's very happy. I love L.A. Do-do-do-do-do. I love L.A. Do-do-do.
Randy Newman, this is Clem Fandango, your producer. Can you hear me?
Who?
Clem Fandango, your producer. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Clem Fandango.
Okay, great, Randy.
I love Toast in London.
This is... Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I'll take complete credit for that.
You know what else I love? I love it.
Yeah, Randy. Randy, this is Clem Fandango. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, you can't sing any of your own songs.
Wait.
Because you might not remember this, but you lost the rights to your own songs, which is why we're singing public domain Christmas songs. If you could stick to the Christmas songs, that'd be perfect.
All right, you got it.
All right, let's move on to the next song. Thanks so much.
I know which way the bread is buttered.
Great.
You got me.
Great, great, great.
Okay, here we go. You know, on this other song I'm going to do on my Randy Newman Christmas album, singing all the songs, you know, it's White Christmas. Hey, skinny guy in the producer booth.
Hello, Randy. This is Clem Fandango. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you, Randy. How can I help?
You know White Christmas?
I do. Do you know White Christmas?
Yeah, I'm going to sing it for you.
Perfect.
Be quiet. Get off the button. Okay. Here's White Christmas, everybody. It's exactly how you can hear it on the album. There's some breathing exercise. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the 305 and 405 glisten, and Hollywood sign glistens, and the valley glistens, cause you know what? I love L.A.
God damn it, Randy!
I love L.A. From the west side to the east side,
Randy Newman.
I'm gonna keep singing cause I love
Randy.
L.A. Buy my Christmas song, everybody.
Hi, everyone. This is Jackie Johnson, or as you might know me, Jupiter Jet, 1935's greatest heroes. And I want to let you know that you should join the Jawin newsletter, which you can find at jasoninman.com. And the reason that you should go there and click on that subscribe button is to hear all about my future adventures in 1936. I'm going to do all kinds of really exciting things with my fancy new jetpack. And they also have sneak peeks, recommendations, coupon codes, and so much more cool stuff. So if you forgot, sign up for the newsletter at jasoninman.com. You click on the bottom.
Hey, Sal, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Greg. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good as well, because we've actually decided to take some of the few monies that we've gotten from begging across on the side of the freeway to book this recording booth.
That's true, because people might not know, but you and I have been turning away from being mooks, and we've been trying to do more charity this year.
Yeah, we've been trying to stay on the straight and narrow. No more killing people for Mr. Freeze, no more boiling people in acid for the Joker, and no more just straight up stabbing people for Talia al Ghul. You and me are doing the straight and narrow and only the good stuff, although sometimes I do dream of the stabbing.
I do dream of the diamond heist too, because one day we was going to pull that off and it was going to be... But we're not here to talk about heists.
No, we're not.
We're here to talk about a support group.
Yeah, you know, something that most people don't realize about most mooks is that a lot of us are collateral damage to comic book storylines.
Very true. Very true.
A lot, you know, I don't know. I can tell you what, Sal. You know, I can't even count on one hand the number of people that have had their arms ripped off by a Superboy from another dimension.
Oh, let me tell you this, Greg. My nose has been broken by 8 different superheroes.
8 different? Can you name them?
Batman? Robin.
Robin?
The other Robin.
3.
Batgirl.
4.
Nightwing.
5.
Superman.
6.
Superboy.
7.
And Supergirl.
Oh, Supergirl took a knock to your shiner?
Yeah, she's a tough broad.
Oh, I know she's very tough. You know, she's wearing pants now.
I love it.
She looks great.
She did break my nose, but I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I know. You know what? We didn't spend our last dime on this recording booth to talk about Supergirl's trousers.
No, talk about the group.
Yeah, okay. So, like, midnight... Every night, mm-hmm. come on down to the Gotham docks, okay? Mm-hmm. There's a big old shipyard right there. It's a shipyard warehouse, and it's the one with the rusty door. Mm-hmm. We all know it.
The one that squeaks when you push it open.
That's right. Mr. Zazz had
set up there.
Killer Croc mm-hmm. set up there. Mm-hmm. Catwoman mm-hmm. set up there.
I think that was actually where you and I first met.
I think it was. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's at least where I, that's also where I met my wife.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love Dolores.
Yeah, you know, we had our firstborn behind the rusty door.
Oh, little Jimmy.
Yep, little Jimmy. That's right. I'm glad you could remember his name.
Yep. That's not a number one improv name that everyone picks. All right, so come on down to the Gotham City Docks. Midnight, we'll be there Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
We'll be there Christmas
Day. No judgment.
Day.
No judgment.
Just here to have a place for all the mooks.
Yeah, we're here to love you and care for you because we know that the villains don't. They treat you terribly. We're here... If you can't afford therapy, because I know what the mooks pay you.
We not in this country.
Well,
can't.
You can't afford it. And if you don't have a family, because most of you are orphans,
mm-hmm.
because,
mm-hmm.
you know, orphans do crazy things like dress up in leather suits and punch
and
people.
Beat people up. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure, for
you
sure.
You know, so we know you're orphans that need therapy, and we're here to give you a hug. We're here to be a good friend to you. No hijinks, no criminality.
Nah.
Just come on to the docks, you know, the one with the rusty door.
We got coffee.
Yeah,
we got coffee. We got coffee for Christmas.
How did you afford the coffee?
Well, I splurged.
Oh, man.
Is that even my accent? No, it's not.
Hey, Sal.
Yeah, what's up, Greg? I think I called you Sal.
I got the names mixed up. The producer's saying we're out of time.
Oh, okay. Come to the docks. Mr. Freeze will promise you the moon, but we'll give you...
Citizens of Gotham City, this is Batman. It has come to my attention that there will be a criminal gathering down at the Gotham City docks. I am here to tell you that if I find you at the docks, I will send you to Arkham Asylum. No questions asked. Because I am vengeance. I am the Knight. I am Batman.
Paid for by the billionaires of Gotham City. Hi, listeners, and welcome back to the Doctor Strange show. And I know this is the holidays, but I'm just feeling really down, Stevie. And I'm so sorry that I'm ruining the show, but it means so much to me that I make you proud and that your family likes me. And I just don't know.
Clea.
Stevie, Clea. Yeah.
Look. We all want to feel loved around the holiday season.
Even those of us in the dark dimension.
Even the demons and the dark mucus poor demons of the dark dimension.
Oh, Stevie, that's so sweet that you thought of the demons from the dark mucus pool.
Yes, the mucus pool. We all want to feel loved, clear.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to bring you to my family because if there's anything this holiday season that no one should have to do, it's that they should not have to be in the Christmas season alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in the dark dimension, it's a popular thing. It's like your most popular activity is to just sit in a corner and be alone.
In
but
your own grief.
Here we gather around with our friends and our family. And I wanted you, Clea, to come to Crabapple Cove to meet my Uncle Albert, my Stinky Roger, my Aunt Harriet,
mm-hmm.
my Grandpappy Strange,
mm-hmm.
and my... And my old dog, Biscuit.
Biscuit's gonna be there!
Because he's just a normal dog, Clea. He doesn't have, like, demon fang teeth.
No, I mean, I assumed he was a boring human dog, but you've told me so many stories about him. I can't... You should have told me Biscuit. Oh, Biscuit.
Basically, he just sits around the couch and farts now, so he's not that impressive, but...
I mean, honestly, a dream.
I digress. Clea, I wanted you to meet my family because I want you, Clea, to be a part of my family.
What?
As they say on the hallowed old records of Pokemon, I choose you. Clea.
Stevie.
Do you have a last name?
Strange?
Well, okay. Clea, will you marry me and join me in an eternal battle of wills and dark spells to where we have to fight the demons across the lands, including your father, Dormammu, who we will murder one day together, and other nefarious creatures in married wedlock? Was, by the hoary host of Huggoth, was that a word?
It was yes, of course, Stevie.
Oh,
of course.
Good. So, okay. So I
can really be Clea Strange now, and it won't just be a lie that I tell people.
We have to plan we have to get married. We're only engaged right now. We're only engaged, but that means we're going to be married, but we have to plan the wedding first. Then you could call yourself Clea Strange.
And it won't be a lie. Because right now it's a lie.
Wait, are you telling people that you're Clea Strange?
I mean, that's what my business cards say. See, I'm going to read it to you.
You have business cards?
Clea Strange, radio helper.
Actually, radio producer.
But I like to think of myself as your special little helper.
Sure. You might need to change those for at least the next year, because I don't know if I want the Avengers to see those business cards. Or,
they're coming to the wedding, Stevie.
Well, yes, sure. Of course they're coming.
Except Hulk.
Why not Hulk? What's wrong with him? What's wrong with Hulk?
He's a troublemaker, Stevie. I don't want anyone ruining my special day.
I will have you know.
He could be a guest Zilla.
That Hulk is a hallowed member of Doctor Strange's Defenders!
I mean, I guess he has that messed up arm now, so I mean, how much trouble could you
really
be?
You know when I call the Defenders, that's what I do. I pull a seashell up to my mouth and I...
A seashell?
I put a seashell and I let the horn sound and I call to my Defenders!
Are they going to come running into the building in, like, the next 5 minutes?
They'll probably be here, yes, in the next 3 minutes. So we should probably wrap this up, actually.
Okay, well, so, Danny did promise to take us for Chinese food, so that might work out.
Oh, Danny.
Yeah. Isn't he in the Defenders?
He's a new Defender! What, the classic Defender? No, Danny Rand is not in them.
Well, maybe I'm getting your friends mixed up. I don't know. We're not married yet.
We better wrap this podcast up.
Let's
because they are going to be ready. I mean, Hulk will bust through that door and probably kill Steve the janitor.
Do you only hire people named Steve?
Yes. I love to walk through the hallways and say, hello, Steve. Hello, Steve. And they're like, thank you, Steve.
You're so good at branding.
My
future husband is good at branding.
I love to make this, every workplace I work in, an infinite hall of Steves.
Crisis on infinite Steves.
No, it's not a crisis for me. It's more like a celebration.
It's more like Steven Wars instead of Secret Wars.
No, Steven Wars. It's like a Steven Warm. That's what I think it is.
Well, that was so genius, Fieberini, and I'm so excited, and I want to kiss with tongues, so let's wrap up.
Yes, we should wrap up. I just want to say thank you out there to all the listeners of the Doctor Strange Show. If you are listening to this right now, I want to say thank you. You mean It's very much to me. And wherever you are throughout the multiverse,
Earth or the dark dimension.
That's correct. I said the whole multiverse. Are we having our first fight?
No.
Okay. Because that would be with swords, correct?
Yes. Okay. Well, that'll be with magical swords.
Yes.
Glowing energy swords.
I want to say that wherever you are, if you are listening to this voice, thank you so much for listening. And that I am your special friend now and forever! I am Dr. Stephen Strange, your eternal friend in this ever dark war we fight during the holidays, whether that is with your Dormammu, a yak, or Uncle Steve.
Hey, Stephen, this is Clea. Can you hear me?
Yes, I've been able to hear you this entire time, Clea. That's how I proposed to you.
Oh, right. Great. Thank you, Stephen.
Yes. Is that all you had to say?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much, listeners. Have a happy, 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 happy holidays. Clea, from Clea, yes?
Yeah?
You're wishing them a happy holidays?
Happy whatever, man. I'm getting married.
All right. Not this moment, Clea.
That's what you think.
Sometime next year.
Will that be a special episode?
It might be the Doctor Strange wedding special. That has been it for the hoary host of Hogarth. I am Dr. Stephen Julius Strange. I bid you happy holidays and adieu.